This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, we just got done talking to John Crump from AmmoLand. Let's talk to somebody who has written a lot of articles at AmmoLand. The most read man, as far as the most consumed, more people consume his written word than anybody else in the gun world, and that would be Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. A pleasure to be here, Bill.
Yes, sir. And let's get right into it. You wrote a very good article about the gun-free military bases.
Yes, you're talking about the latest one where I talk about defiance through compliance.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, I remember I wrote about that regulation or directive, actually, DOD directive. Not long after it came into effect, and I said at the time, this is how they're flummoxing President Trump. Unfortunately, I don't think he read that article, or things might have been differently, might have turned out differently.
Yeah.
But if you have spent much time in bureaucracies, and I have to say President Trump has not spent a lot of time in bureaucracies. He's been his own boss almost his entire life.
Right.
And so he may have a somewhat of a bureaucracy, but a private business is really not a bureaucracy, especially if it's run by one guy. So he hasn't got the experience. But one of the ways that you prevent policies that you don't want to be enacted, if your boss wants them enacted, is you comply. You defy by complying. And the way you do it is that you comply in such a way that the policy never goes anywhere, is never effective, and never does what your boss wants. And I don't know if you've ever seen that. I have. It's kind of a trade-off of a wider policy where when you order somebody to do something and they don't really want to do it, they comply. But in the most destructive, nasty way possible. Have you ever seen that sort of phenomena?
Yeah. You know, I mean, isn't that basically the way all May issue states work for the most part? Yes, you can get a permit if you qualify on this.
No. Well, that's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying you are obligated by law to follow the orders of the guy who's given the directive. But you really don't want to. So you make a policy that sounds like you're following his orders, but in the details of the policy are incentives that make clear that the policy will never actually go into effect. Because you've structured it in such a way that it completely destroys the intent of the original policy. Now, let me give you an example.
Please.
In this policy we're talking about, which was put into effect 10 days after President Trump was elected.
Right.
I suspect it was being crafted beforehand. and it was put into effect by an Obama appointee who stayed on with the Trump administration for a few months into 2017. And the point of what the policy was about was how people in the military would be able to carry weapons for defense of themselves and others without having to be an armed guard or a military policeman or something like that. That was the major point of the policy.
Right.
But the policy was created so that no sane commander would ever give a permit to somebody under the terms of the policy. Let me try and give you another example you might know of, and I'll go into details on this.
Okay.
But remember the Armed Pilots Program?
Yes.
Everybody screamed, "We got to arm our pilots. We're letting them fly these jets with hundreds of people on board. They hold life and death in their hands. They should be armed so they can resist terrorists to try to take over the cockpit." And it was so popular and so adamantly required that they passed it. And then they let the Department of, Federal Aviation Agency or whoever craft regulations about how to implement it. And they implemented it by putting the only place that you could get training to get a permit to be armed while a pilot was out in the middle of New Mexico. You had to pay for it yourself. You had to stay there a week on your own dime. Then if you decided to carry a weapon with you, it had to be in a particular kind of locked box. And you couldn't ever open the lockbox except when you were actually in the flight deck. In other words, they made the policy so expensive and difficult that only a tiny number of pilots ever actually went through the program. Now, with the policy for armed service members, what they did is they put in things like this. Like one of the problems we had is, remember the Chattanooga attack on the recruitment center?
Right.
And there were other attacks on recruitment centers, too. And so one of the things said, well, why don't we let our recruiters carry weapons so they can defend themselves? Well, one of the early parts of this directive is if there are armed guards or police or security people at the location or within a reasonable distance from the location, the commander is not to grant them a permit. Now, what's a reasonable distance? And why shouldn't they have a permit if there's police in the area? The more armed defenders, the better. So the commander is put in a quandary. Hey, if I give this guy a permit and there's a police station a mile away, and then he's, holstering the pistol after taking it out of his car's trunk one day, and he has an accidental discharge and it hits the asphalt, and, some splatter hits his leg and he has to get a Band-Aid put on it. And there's an accident report filed, and the commander is brought to the before his commander and said, why'd you give this guy a permit? He's only a mile from a police station.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question on that one. That's an awful lot of what if-ing.
Exactly.
That's an awful lot of what if-ing. And especially, do we have any statistics on the incidence of accidents on the qualification range? Are the training ranges with live ammo? Do we have any of those?
I have never seen any. It's incredibly small.
If at all. I've never seen. I've
heard of a couple of cases.
Well, I've seen people throw I've seen people throw a grenade and only throw it 5 feet, and I've seen short round mortars going off 20 feet in front of us. But I mean, I've never seen anybody with a personal weapon have an issue with it where they hurt themselves or somebody else on the range. I've never seen that.
I have to say I know of a few instances.
Okay.
Not very many. It's a really rare thing.
Probably not even statistically anything more than a blip, right?
Right.
So, well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. I want to make a thorough examination of this because your article is a very thorough examination of it, so I want to give it its due. For those of you, like I was just talking about with John, you can go to ammoland.com. You can look at all contributors. And there will be Dean Weingarten. Now, of everybody there, he is the one that has written the most. He is the one that has read the most, consumed the most in the United States today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. We're pulling apart this whole notion of the way they do things on military posts. Let me ask you something. If his, with all of those what ifs that they program into it, are they trying to tell us that these guys can operate multiple weapon systems and do all these jobs and all this other stuff, and they're part of the only ones, but if we hand them a Glock and they tell them to carry that, they're going to, blow a hole down the outer sweep of their thigh? Is that what we're being told? Have we got Dean?
I have talked to people. I understand the mindset. What they're saying is, look, when we have these people in a unit, or we got NCOs directly over them, or officers, I mean, what's bizarre about this is it extends to officers, NCOs, and all enlisted ranks all at once.
Yep.
Which you'd think at least the officer corps would exempt themselves, wouldn't you? But they don't. Anyway, what they're saying is, when you're in actual combat, and you're part of a unit, and you have a chain of command directly operating, and you're engaging an enemy, well, that's okay. You got to use weapons then. We'll accept that. Not a good thing, but we'll accept it. But once you are no longer engaging the enemy, we got to make sure you absolutely have no weapons at hand at all. They're all locked up under very strict, tight controls, and nobody can access them. That's the philosophy.
So, normally, like, we had an incident when I was in Germany where a guy was ground guiding a truck back to do a ration run, and he basically backed the truck into his head and against the wall. And this was a new kid. We were all sent out there to go with him, but he was the guy from the chow hall. It was a chow run. So he was in charge of the run, even though he was a private E-nothing. And then, of course, everybody had to be called out, and, why was he allowed to be the ground guide and all these other things? And they did this gigantic after-action review, and I think a couple of guys got in a little bit of trouble for sending him out there some parts of the chain of command.
Sure.
Now, in Pensacola, we've got this guy who we thought was a ally, and turns out he's just a terrorist, but nothing new. We've been attacked by allies before, right?
Oh, yeah, happens regularly overseas.
But this is the thing. Since Columbine, my position is there should have been never another rampage shooting in a school. And yet there have been, because nobody's ever made any changes. And since Fort Hood, it's been my position that this should never have happened again on a military post, and yet it has, again. And it's happened at Fort Hood since the first time it happened. It's happened at other places as well. So, the D.C. Naval Yard. D.C. Naval Yard, it happened there.
Right.
It's happened in lots of places. So, why aren't we having those kind of after-action reviews every time this happens? Why isn't a bunch of...
Because the main people, the people who are really high up, the top brass and the civilian controllers, at the Pentagon and in the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the Secretary of the Army, Navy, those people have generally been of the philosophy that I call progressivism, and they don't like the idea of people being armed.
Right.
And one of the things they're trying to do, and they've been very successful for 50 years, is to drive home the lesson to anybody who's in the military that you never allow anybody to have weapons unless there are 17 controls on it, because you can't trust an individual with a weapon. And I that's what I certainly saw when I was in the military. I don't know if you did. That was a lesson. Unless you were in actual combat, they just did not allow people to have weapons. And you can, believe me, having been a commander, I can tell you, I can kind of understand it. Some of your troops are very young. They don't have a lot of really good common
experience.
Sense.
Yeah, that too.
And experience at a lot of times. And you sure don't want to just hand them a gun when they're not familiar about it and they haven't demonstrated any responsibility yet and say, oh, hang on to this and never play with it, never point it at anybody. It takes a little bit to believe that somebody has the responsibility, and that's why when I make suggestions, I suggest that anybody below E5 be treated a little differently.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't respect the Second Amendment. And one of the things I say in my essay is that this should be promulgated as a policy. We take an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. The Second Amendment is part of the Constitution of the United States, no matter how many people don't want it to be. Part of a soldier's duties, whether they're a 10 five-star general or a E1, should be protecting the Second Amendment. And the ways that we can do that in the military is show respect for it. And even though you give up some rights while you are in the military, you should be allowed to exercise Second Amendment rights as you show that you're responsible enough to do it in the military without getting your commander in trouble.
I can see that, although I can sort of see, you know, the whole rank hath its privilege. I'm still of the mindset of letting E5 and above have them. If they prove themselves,
I'm saying below E5, let them see it as something they can earn, where it can be taken away if they screw up.
Right.
It'll become a status symbol, and they'll work hard to get it. That's what I see would happen. Now, I want to go back to this directive and some of the idiocy that's in there from my point.
Well, we got about a minute, so set up what we're going to talk about in the next segment.
One part is that it specifically separates out carrying a weapon for defense of self and others as not part of your official duty. And by doing that, it strips away all of the law and protections that are in the law for people acting on active duty. And very bad idea. It should have included that if you're protecting yourself and others, that's part of your official duty.
Well, why else would you carry a weapon if it's not to protect something?
Well, I agree. I mean, it's to protect yourself and others.
Yeah.
But they say, oh, no, that's when you're in your private status. You're not really acting on active duty then.
Oh, okay.
And they do it to strip away the protections.
Bureaucratic justification. Okay. We'll be, go check. This article right now is, I think, not his latest one, but it's the one right before that, so it's very near the top of his archive. And you can go to amaland.com, look for all contributors, look for Dean Weingarten. You'll find it right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Congress heads home for the weekend, the full House is expected to debate and vote on articles of impeachment of President Trump next week. President Trump at the White House discusses the possibility of a long trial, then in the Senate.
I wouldn't mind a long process because I'd like to see the whistleblower who's a fraud. The whistleblower wrote a false report. And I really blew it up when I released the transcript of the call.
U.S. import prices are rebounding after a drop in October. According to the Labor Department, prices increased by 2%. That's up from a drop in 5% in October. And if you're the superstitious type, it is Friday the 13th. Today is the second Friday the 13th of the year, coming just 13 weeks after the last one. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, trying to pull apart this whole nonsensical thing that military members should not have weapons. So where are we going next, sir?
Well, I want to mention a couple other things that show you how absurd this directive is. For example, it says that a commander can grant a permission to a DJ personnel to carry a privately owned firearm, but if they're going to allow them to carry it inside federal buildings, they have to get the opinion of a lawyer, a federal, I'm sure it'd be somebody in JAG, to tell them that it would fall under one of the approved of exceptions for policy of taking a firearm into a federal building. Now, tell me, you've dealt with commanders. There's no commander that's going to get an opinion from a lawyer on something like that in order to give a legal document where he won't require it in writing.
Well, you know, I've always been told that the regulations exist for the guidance of the commanders. But, ultimately, it's the commander's responsibility. And it's his call, isn't it? Am I wrong about that?
Well, it used to be. But this directive gives the commanders far less leeway than they used to have. Because it put, for example, up until about, well, I think when this went into effect, or it might have been, there might have been an interim one, I can't be 100% sure. But most of the time that I was out at Yuma Proving Ground, the commander, if he wanted you to carry on post, all he had to do was say, you can carry on post. Now, it would be wise of you to get it in writing so that when a guard happened to stop you and he found out you were armed and you said the commander said I could do it, that you could back it up. But that's the way it was, and it was that way when I was on active duty, you know, back in the 70s, too. So commanders had wide discretion for a long, long time. And then Fort Bliss happened. Fort Hood. Yeah. And people clamored for more people carrying defensive weapons on post. And it is my understanding that what happened afterwards is we got a change in the regulation. And, you know, they said, oh, we're going to review the regulations and we're going to reform them. Well, the reform took away most of the discretion from commanders to grant permits. And it required, like, the commander, for example, decided on what the post policy would be as to whether firearms would be registered on post or not.
Well, I mean,
some posts like required registration, some didn't.
Yeah.
YPG, it's a long story. I should write an article about it. I had engineered it so you didn't have to register your weapons on post.
Right.
But once we got this directive, we had to register again. Not only that, it just made it harder and it made it almost impossible for a commander to grant permits. And then this directive, which was several years later, put the final coffins in the lid. I mean, what's the point of having a permit to protect, you know, carry a weapon to defend yourself if you can't take the weapon into federal buildings?
Couldn't a commander make that part of special orders? Couldn't the permits be part of orders?
Well, yes, they could be. It's just that by putting all these caveats in the directive and then saying commanders can do stuff, they're saying, okay, commander, for what may be an extremely rare occurrence, put yourself at risk legally for a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, that's very disingenuous because being in military uniform makes you a target. Same way being in a cop uniform makes you a target. That's very disingenuous to get out there and say, well, in the event that something happens, you'll be putting your career on the line.
Well, what happened is in this case in Chattanooga, we have the case where a commander, because he had more leeway, decided he was going to keep his own personal weapon on base in his office.
Right.
And this jihadi attacked, and he crashed his car through the gate. He actually went to several places. This was the last one. Crashed the car through the gate, and the commander thought, what the heck? And somebody came running in saying, hey, this guy crashed his car. And then he saw him through the window and saw that he was armed, and it clearly was an attack, and he pulled out got his personal weapon and fired six shots at the guy through a window and apparently hit him three times. And his thought at the time he did that was, I have just destroyed my career.
Well,
because he was more concerned for his troops, he was willing to destroy his career rather than, just allow this guy to go by.
Well, here's the thing that I would say about that. It's not much of a career if your alternative is to die.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And you're right there. And while I think he was a lieutenant commander at the time, Timothy, what's his last name? He hasn't gotten much credit for it. Many people thought he'd be court-martialed.
That's okay.
He actually did stop, probably saved some lives.
Yeah.
Managed not to, because of, publicity about it, he wasn't beat up too bad in the military, and he's continued on with his career. He may be retired by now. But the point is, what about if it had been anybody other than the commander? And what we're trying to do is, of course, stop this. We want to turn these incentives around so that people can defend themselves. That's what President Trump has said he wants to. And I outline a number of ways that you can change the incentive so that it becomes the norm for an officer, an NCO, or a motivated enlisted guy or gal to be able to carry to defend themselves and others. And it's approved of, and there are, you know, classes put in place and incentives to become good at it and not hurt other people.
Yeah.
And that's the way it should be. And I think we can move in that direction. It was Tim White, Lieutenant Commander Tim White at Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that long ago. It was 2015 when he did this.
Well, and we're coming up on the next break, but I've got some, I remember that vividly now. I remember that very vividly, based upon what you just reminded me of. But I've got some statements I want to make about that and get your opinion of it. But you know what? We'll just talk about this in the next segment. Now, Dean, you can find Dean's work at Ammoland.com. It gets circulated all over the place from Ammoland. It goes out there. It's probably one of the most, they do something called the big email blast, where I'm sure Dean is just constantly under that spotlight as well. Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Been talking to Dean Weingarten. Listen, how much does it cost, you think, to take, say, a guy who works in supply in the military, quartermaster corps, to take him and train him, going through basic training, going through AIT, whatever they call it nowadays, before he ever gets in? You know, he spent, what, maybe six months maybe, before he ever gets to permanent party. And he's being paid in the military to be in the military, and he's never been permanently assigned. He's still basically a trainee. How much do you think it pays, or it costs the American taxpayer just to train an American service person?
I'm guessing about $30,000-$40,000.
And that just depends on the MOS, right?
That's right, to get to that point.
Yeah.
You know, through basic and there and the MOS. I mean, you got to consider all his salary and all the backup stuff. It's probably more than that, you know. Right, we've got an investment in him, and we've got an investment in everybody else he might protect. And it doesn't take that much. If somebody is interested to get them defensively capable with a firearm, I would say if somebody is interested, you can get them the basics of self-defense and firing in a day.
Well, I mean, it's a different animal than fire and maneuver. It is definitely a different animal.
We're not talking combat here.
Right. But
we're talking about the case where you're only looking at defending yourself and others with a handgun at very close quarters. You know, you're generally not talking about combat teams. You're not talking about SWAT teams.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why people who have concealed carry licenses do so well. There's very limited set of circumstances that you're looking at. So I think, a real key here, I'm sure you know this, is that if somebody is interested in doing something, they'll learn a lot better than somebody who isn't interested. And so you don't force everybody to carry. But those that are interested in, you know, just give a little bit of either training or require them to have a concealed carry already, and you're probably good.
I would, you know, but you just hit on a very good point. There's certain facets of training in the military that are not nearly as much fun as other facets. But
right.
I always used to, the things that really interested me, like combat trauma and stuff like that, I always leaned into those and tried to soak up as much as I could. And this is, for a lot of people, the weapons training part of it is a very fun part. I mean, who doesn't want to go to a range and fire a fully automatic weapon or a crew-served weapon?
Well, there are people who don't, but yeah. You and I are gun guys, so to us it seems obvious. But there are a lot of people who don't like to handle weapons.
Yeah.
Not that many in the military, but there are some. And I believe that when I say that the upper echelons of civilian control of the military have this view that people who are interested in weapons have something wrong with them.
Well, but here's the other thing. They make a whole lot. Well, I don't know if they do now or not, but when I was in the 80s, you know, it the esprit de corps and cohesiveness
right.
and all that other stuff, that was a big deal. Morale was a big deal. And getting out there and coming to this realization, and see, most military members, even the ones in the most military members are above average, I always thought,
Absolutely.
as far as their adaptability. So these aren't idiots. And what must it do to their realization to think that nobody cares about me and my life is not worth protecting?
You are 100% correct. I would not disagree with you at all. I think you've nailed it. And I think President Trump has the right instincts on this, which is why in the article I tried to show how the bureaucracy basically hoodwinked him into thinking they'd done something when they did just the opposite.
Well,
the whole purpose of this directive, it says, is about arming, you know, service members. And as far as I can tell, everything that's built into it is to encourage commanders not to do so.
Well, I mean, I think one of Trump's biggest things is that Trump gave generals a lot more credit than they were due.
You nailed it.
I think he gave them a lot more
military,
credit. Yeah.
Once you hit general level, you're considered to be, you almost have to be a political animal.
Right. But I mean, I've seen like Stanley McChrystal, who my understanding from what I've read about him, he seems like he was a very good combat commander. But, you know, getting out here and trying to politicize and talk about how AR-15 isn't the reason that the 5.56 was employed. Was to wound, because that takes 7 people out of the fight if we wound them?
Well, that's certainly one of the theoretical reasons I learned. I don't know if there's documentation on that anywhere, but yes. I would say so.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
I would hope that, you know, President Trump says, yeah, and this is a wake-up call. What really irked me, and, you know, probably because we are members of the gun culture, I would say in good standing,
sure,
is here you have this Annapolis grad who is captain of the rifle team, who they would not allow to be armed to defend himself, who gets killed trying to stop this guy. And his family is making a fuss about it, and hopefully they'll get a chance to talk to President Trump and say, why do we have this stupid policy?
Yeah, but this is the thing. We're talking about aviators. They spend a lot of money on aviators. They spend a lot of money on them. These guys are, I mean, that's a breed apart right there, being a military aviator.
Yeah.
You're expected to do your mission in a whole bunch of different ways. All of them dangerous.
Well, yes. So, why shouldn't they be allowed to have personal sidearms to protect themselves?
They most absolutely should be.
I mean, we trust them with $100 million airplanes. And incredibly destructive and precise ordnance. You know, we just have to gain some reality here. And I think on our opposite side, our opponents have a very poor understanding of reality. I think we have a much better understanding of reality than they do.
Well, I'm sure we're going to. I hope this does. Typically, with some of these things, with everything that we're having to face right now, I would see some of this stuff just sort of die. But I sincerely hope this doesn't.
I agree.
This is something that needs to change.
Now, just to mention, I think there's hope. I don't know if you saw what happened in the United Kingdom yesterday with the vote over there.
Oh, yeah.
It wiped out the left. It was one of the biggest wipeouts for the left in, like, what was it, 50 years?
No. 1930.
Yeah.
So near 90 years.
Almost
so,
90 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of the dynamics that were going on over in the UK in the last couple of years have been going on here in the US as well.
Well, I mean, you got to remember in London, they got a mayor named Sadiq Khan who thinks that being killed by a terrorist is just part of living in a big city.
Yeah, it's just one of those things you got to worry about.
Yeah.
Not any big deal.
Yeah. You can be killed. You can be killed anywhere.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, you know, best way to stop all this crime with knives is we'll make sure that no kitchen knives have sharp points. That'll solve it. and we'll put boxes along the street, you know, so that people, if they stupidly decided to put a knife in their pocket in the morning and they're walking along the street and they say, you know, that was a really stupid decision. Somebody could get hurt, so they can drop the knife off in the box.
We're running out of time, Dean. You going to be back on Wednesday?
I intend to.
Very good. Thank you for joining me this evening. Have a good weekend.
It is always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. That's us for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.